be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday's Gospel was from the Gospel of Matthew, also depicting Mary and another woman who met the Lord after they had discovered the empty tomb. It's a little different narrative. John's Gospel is more specific. Mary actually meets him right outside the tomb. Now we see a transformation happening to all these people who were so dejected, despondent, despairing at the point of Jesus' death. And then there's a turnaround. They begin to be people of hope and of faith and joy. The radical transformation of the Easter event. So Easter should impact us all, should drastically change our attitudes too. And perhaps the most significant one is the fact of the death of family members and friends, some of which perhaps we've experienced recently, or our own impending death someday. So this experience of Mary and the other apostles simply transformed their life. And they were able to confront the power that death had and no longer saw it as a threat, the death of Jesus and their own mortality as well. Pope Francis does some good things with his meditations in the Easter season, and he talks about the hope of Easter, and he says, "We, like Peter and the women, cannot discover life by being sad, bereft of hope. Let us not stay imprisoned within ourselves, but let us break open our sealed tombs to the Lord. Each of us knows what they are, so that we may enter, he may enter, and grant us life. Let us give him the stories of our rancor and the boulders of our past, those heavy burdens of our weaknesses and falls. Christ wants to come and to take us by the hand to bring us out of our anguish." The foundation of our hope is the resurrection of Jesus. It's not mere optimism, says the Pope, nor a psychological attitude or our desire to be courageous. Christian hope is a gift that God gives us if we come out of ourselves and open our hearts to him. So in this Easter season, we pray for all of us, followers of Jesus, that we come out of our despondency or rejection caused by whatever, our fears, our sinfulness, and allow the Lord to transform our attitude, our perspective, with not optimism, but rather with Christian hope. And so we see in the first reading, Peter, who is just radically and drastically changed. Of course, it's fully happening at Pentecost, but it started with the appearance of Jesus at the time of the resurrection. And then he goes out and courageously begins to preach. And he takes on all kind of obstacles, fearlessly, courageously, and with hope. And Mary Magdalene is transformed exactly the same way. So Easter recalls all those people who were affected by the resurrection of Jesus. It's important that we be among those people as well. And so today in this Holy Mass, let us pray that our attitudes, our perspectives, our lifestyle, and our vision be radically and drastically changed because of the resurrection and new life Jesus won for all of us. God bless you. And I just want to commend you finally to say you're doing it. I was at your service center downtown, the community center, with loads of your people providing hope to many who are in need of this. And I just want to commend you for carrying on that kind of Christian spirit in your own backyard here in Hot Springs, Florida College. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as an Easter people, we pray confidently to our loving God who keeps his promises to us.